Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this segment, we welcome back the Book Loft to our weekly Book Picks time. The great Barrington-based bookstore, they're there. They've been there for so long and are such a part of the community. They are one of our terrific booksellers. They have been since the very beginning, and we're thrilled to have Giovanni Bovin with us today, here to tell us about some great books and also just tell us about the good stuff that's on store shelves. Welcome back to the program. Very nice to have you here, as always.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Welcome. Great to be back.
Great list. I was saying to you earlier, just a fantastic list. So where would you like to begin, sir?
We'll start with the novel. This is a fun one. This is The Sky Is Yours by Chandler Klang Smith. And it's part dystopian sci-fi novel, part coming-age story with dragons.
Okay, I'm in. So Hal, tell me the story.
So the story is somewhat in the future, maybe centuries, maybe millennia, but still somewhat familiar to us. We follow three teenagers. We've got Duncan Ripple the Fourth, who is the heir to a vast fortune and an enormous estate. His fiance, a baroness, Swan Lenore Dahlberg, who's very kind of intellectually mature, but somewhat emotionally stunted, whereas Duncan is somewhat intellectually and emotionally stunted, and his kind of wild girlfriend that he picks up off Garbage Island, Abby. These three people could not be more different from each other. Over all of this looms the threat of dragon fire, death from above, smoke. Everything seems to be abandoned or smoldering. There's a whole portion of the town closed off to prisoners and inmates and natives. So throughout this, these three teenagers have to navigate their way through the city, through survival on their way out, and just, it's a story about being young in a very old world. That's the best way to put it.
All right, that's good stuff. And it is The Sky Is Yours by Chandler Klang Smith. All right.
Next up, we have a staff pick from Julia, Princesses Behaving Badly. This one came out in paperback just last week. It is real stories of real women throughout history, kind of bite-sized biographies of women who were, in fact, real princesses, but they were also empresses, queens, they were rebels, they were warriors, they were challenging the social norms of the day, they were mad women, they were characters that did not need or did not have a Prince Charming, and they often did not have a happily ever after, but they lived strong, fulfilling, sometimes tragic, sometimes very influential lives.
It's Princesses Behaving Badly. My wife is reading this now. She says it's very fun and very cool.
It is. Kind of little bite-sized biographies, as I said, kind of something to pique your interest.
Princesses Behaving Badly, Real Stories from History Without the Fairy Tale Endings. And the book is by Linda Rodriguez McRobbie. All right, next up on the list.
Next up, we have Dreadful Young Ladies and Other Stories by Kelly Barnhill. This one is my staff pick. This is a wonderful collection by an author who also writes middle reader children's books, but this one is for pretty much all ages. And they're short stories, they're poetic, they're beautiful, they're simplistic, they're reminiscent of Ray Bradbury in a lot of ways, whereas the language is accessible and not difficult, but carries a lot of depth and meaning to them. And they reveal emotions and feelings and just all these different emotions and just stories that we're all familiar with, but are all unique to each other, to each of us as well.
And some of them comedic or a little
some of them are kind of magical realism. Some of them are one's a Victorian ghost tale. Some of them are kind of quirky, somewhat humorous. There's one of a young woman and a Sasquatch and their relationship and the funeral procession for her husband, where all the different animals pretty much take up the entire first rows of the church at the funeral. So they're definitely quirky and just lovely stories.
All right. The name of the book is Dreadful Young Ladies and Other Stories. Okay.
Next up, we have Heartberries by Therese Marie Mailhot. This one is a memoir. This one is actually Emma Watson's book club list. So if you need any other reason to read it than that, then...
Right. Didn't know she had one of those, but yeah. Okay.
So this one is a memoir of a young woman who grew up on a reservation in British Columbia and had a very dysfunctional childhood growing up with a social worker mother with kind of a interest in prisoners and an abusive drunk of a father, but also a brilliant artist who was murdered under mysterious circumstances, hospitalized with a dual diagnosis of bipolar disorder and PTSD. This is as much of a healing journey for her and a reflection of growing up in a very difficult world. And she kind of asks us and reminds us that memory is not always exact. It's fluid, and sometimes imagination plays more of an influence than actual facts of events.
The name of the name of the book is Hearts Berries, right? Heartberries.
Heartberries, yep.
Heartberries, okay. Heartberries, a memoir by Therese Marie Mailhot. All right, next up.
Next up, we have from our bookseller, Virginia, Bad Kansas, Stories by Becky Mandelbaum. And this is another collection of stories about what they refer to as the biggest flyover state in the U.S., Kansas being little more than a very long, wide spot in the road.
For Kansas. All right.
And it explores the relationship between people and place, between people and other people. It's got dark humor. They're very quirky stories. Virginia recommends reading it twice. Because with short stories, sometimes you get more out of it reading it a second time around. And they collect stories of love, sex, power, kind of family relationships.
All the biggies, right?
Oh, yep. Romantic relationships, relationships of home and with your neighbors and with your family and loved ones.
Okay, the name of the book is Bad Kansas by Becky Mandelbaum. And this is the final book, right?
Last up, and last but certainly not least, personally my favorite of this year so far, The Sea Beast Takes a Lover.
Oh, well, good for The Sea Beast. Okay.
By Michael Andreessen. And this is another collection of short stories full of magical realism, fantasy, wit, humor, stories about a kraken slowly drowning a ship, stories of a young girl without a head. there's one of a very odd relationship between a young woman who stars in basically a softcore porn television series and a boy with rockets on his back who just flies around. It's this love relationship. They never actually meet, but they love each other and admire each other from a distance. And a lot of the stories are very much like that, where they're simplistic, but they're beautiful, and they carry so much depth and emotion. And Rocket Boy is my favorite story. So if you need any, and if you read any of these, I recommend picking up The Sea Beast Takes a Lover and just very quickly reading the short story Rocket Boy, and I'm sure you'll be hooked.
Rocket Boy, it's in the book The Sea Beast Takes a Lover, stories by Michael Andresen, is that it?
Andresen, yes.
Excellent. For more information on the Book Loft in Great Barrington, you can visit them in Barrington Plaza or go online, thebookloft.com. You can also check out the list on our website. Each week's book list pick and all of our roundtable segments are posted online at wamc.org/roundtable and are available via podcast. Giovanni Bovin, my apologies. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.